As we begin this moment around God's Word and prayer, to which I welcome you, I'd like to review two rather theological words for you. Don't let this stop you, but just hang with me here. The word consecration and renunciation. And they're like cousins. They always belong together. They're related to one another. Consecration means being devoted to something. It means being sanctified or set apart to something. Get our idea of holiness from that. Consecration. We're to be consecrated to God totally. Our affections, our ambitions, everything we own and possess, or the opportunities in our lives, everything is consecrated to God for His glory and honor. The other word's renunciation. And this is where we renounce the other things in the past that we've given our lives to. Where we just say, no more of that, and I'm going to turn to God. This is part of what repentance is. We turn around. We renounce the old, and we embrace the new. We consecrate ourselves to God. So as we are looking at the calling of Gideon, God has met him. God has called him to become the new judge, the new champion, to help deliver Israel from the hand of the Midianites. But before he does anything, there's a consecration and renunciation moment that comes in his life. We're in Judges chapter 6 in verse 22. When Gideon realized that it was the angel of the Lord that had been talking to him, he exclaimed, "Alas, sovereign Lord, I've seen the angel of the Lord face to face." But the Lord said to him, "Peace, do not be afraid. You are not going to die." This is when the angel came and said, "Gideon, I want you to go in the strength you have, and you're a mighty warrior. I'm going to call you to deliver Israel." Well, he realizes he's been talking to the Lord, and he's afraid he's going to die. But God says, "No, peace to you." So in verse 24, Gideon built an altar to the Lord, and he called it, "The Lord is peace, Jehovah Shalom." To this day, it stands in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. Judges 6:24 tells us. So he made this altar. He named it "The Lord Our Peace," because God, instead of judging him, he had peace with God, which you and I have now in Jesus, through Jesus Christ. We have peace with God. We can know him and not be judged. But verse 25, it starts taking on new form for us. "That same night, the Lord said to him, 'Take the second bull from your father's herd, the one that's 7 years old. Tear down your father's altar to Baal," which was a demonic god. "Cut down your altar to Baal and cut down the Asherah pole beside it," which was also a demonic symbol, often associated with sexual perversion. "Then build a proper kind of altar to the Lord your God on the top of its height." This is God calling us to renounce. He's saying, "I want you to tear down the old altars, and I want you to build up a new altar to me." Renunciation and consecration. At Central, we have a partnership church relationship with Freedom City Church a few blocks away from us. They especially have an anointing on their lives to reach people who have been drug addicted and homeless, imprisoned. And it's an amazing work that's happening. I was with Pastor John a couple of days ago, and he was telling me the story just in the last few weeks of how a young lady came to their services, and she was wearing a pentagram necklace. Pentagram's a demonic symbol, an occultic symbol. But God was really working on her heart, but there was a battle going on inside of her, and she went forward to the altar and the altar call, and one of the guys around her said, "You know, you can't break through to the Lord until you renounce it. You get rid of that." She said, "How?" He said, "Just take that pentagram necklace off your neck and throw it on the altar." And she did. And John said, "No kidding. This gal, this is a demonic power. She just rose up. She actually lifted off the floor and was thrown backwards." But a couple hours later, after some women in that church had prayed over and ministered to her, God began to set her free from demonic power. When she threw that symbol on the altar, it was like renunciation. I've encouraged people who have actually opened their lives to the occult just to verbally renounce everything you've ever opened to the devil. tear down the old idols. This is what Gideon had to do before God got any farther with him. And then build new altars to God. Consecrate yourself to the Lord. And verse 27 says, so Gideon took 10 of his servants and did as the Lord told him. But because he was afraid of his family and the townspeople, he did it at night rather than in the daytime. Oh, I'm so amazed how God works with us. I mean, we're still afraid. What will people think? I want to tell you, don't let what people think keep you from renouncing the old, renouncing the demonic, renouncing sinful ways, renouncing bad habits, and consecrating yourself to the Lord for holiness and purity. And I know it's hard, but God still, even though it's hard, He'll honor that and you will be free. My God, we thank you for the opportunity in Jesus' name to be free from the devil's power. We just pray in Jesus' name that your freeing power will fill us today. Thank you for the blood that Jesus shed. Let it cleanse us, Lord, and we just consecrate our lives to you. We put everything in our lives under the blood of Jesus right now. We renounce every door we've ever opened to the devil, to the demonic realm, and we consecrate ourselves to you in Jesus' name, and we thank you for the victory. Hallelujah. Thank you for the victory that you give. No matter what other people think of us, thank you that our hearts can be right with you in Jesus' name. Amen.